Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Namo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming in, along with the other, nuns. And, this morning, Geshe-la, continued the discussion on compassion and self-compassion and how to develop, concentration. And he also had a wonderful talk about, our way of thinking. I'll just say that. I don't want to give away. We'll be saying some prayers in the Go Prayer Book. The first one is on page 183. And if you have cell phones, if you please turn them the sound down or off completely, the ringer off, make it to go to vibrate. And he will be inviting people to make comments, answer his questions. So please wait till you get the handheld mic, because people who are unable to come are watching this online, and they need to be part of this classroom experience. No matter how loudly you speak, even if the whole room can hear you, they still can't hear you at all online. So please wait for the mic. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to circumambulate the stupa, which is full of Dharmakaya relics, primary relics, many, many numerous ones, and also to spin the prayer wheels going to and from the stupa. Is such an easy way to purify a lot of negative karma and to accumulate merit, just to walk around the stupa, just because of the power of the holy object. This table here is from our practice, Tara practice, yesterday evening. We did some prayers and mantras for the 21 Taras. And we will be dismantling this after this class, so we'll need some volunteers to help do that and put some of the tables back. Okay, so if we just try to settle our minds to get ready for the teachings. And it's also possible that we may go over the time. So the children may have to, you know, not be reunited that quickly, because we went over about 15 minutes this morning, so it's possible that we might be like 15 minutes later leaving class, finishing today. Okay, so let's try to sit and fill our minds to get ready to from the busyness of getting here. We'll use our inside voices. And as Master Gurmukh Khyen Rinpoche Losam Delek said, since no one forced you to come here today, ever since you left home to get in your car, you've been accumulating merit, especially with this state fair traffic. Lots of merit. So you had to make extra effort. Okay, please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, 183. And let's chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra, which is between the two lines toward the bottom of the page, three times. Taya ta om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now turn to page 34. And then in the middle of the page, you see the four immeasurables. So let's read that in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn the page to 37. To the section that says the four immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant that once in Tibetan. San Chen Tam Che Le Wa Dom. Mantras below, Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and Green Tara's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind the prayers, the people on our prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Thank you. Now the children are free. Oh, no, not yet. Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, great.
Summer.
Yay.
Here, yes. Hi. Okay.
I'm going to tell another story. You're stuck for another story. Are you going to come up here and help me? Okay. Okay. Anybody else want to come up and help me? Okay. Not today. Good. Okay. So I'm going to tell another story because fall is a time when I think of the mountains and all the colors, and that's where the Cherokees live. And so I'm going to tell another Cherokee story. Okay? And it's about a ball game, a ball game between the animals and the birds. And so the night before the ball game, they had a big bonfire, and all the animals stood around, and the birds were up in the trees, and everybody was talking about their strategies, who was going to win the ball game, how they were going to do it. And And so then after, you know, everybody's quieting down and the birds are really getting serious. Of course, the eagle, the big one, the really big one, and the hawk and the raven. And there was robin and all the chickadees, Carolina chickadees. So we're all there. But so they're planning their strategy, how we're going to do it. And they're a little worried because, you know, the animals are big. Bear is the team leader of the other team, and bear is huge. And then, of course, there's deer, who's very quiet but very, very, very fast. He's already gone. Might have been she. She was really fast. So the birds are thinking concerned, so they're planning, how are we going to do this, you know? And so the object of the game is there's a post at either end, right? And so the first team, birds or animals, that gets the ball to the other post, the post of their, that wins the game. Wins the game. Kind of like basketball, kind of like any sport, soccer, you know? So they're talking, and so suddenly the eagle looks down, and there's these two little creatures, two little animals, and saying, "Can we play?" And the eagle looks down and says, "You have four legs. I think you're an animal." And they said, "But bear, they won't let us play." "Oh," says the eagle, "what are we going to do? Well, you got to be able to fly. What should we do?" So, because he didn't want anybody to not be able to play. So they said, one of them said, "Okay, we can use the skin that's on the drum, and we'll make wings for one of the animals." And so they took the skin off the drum and they cut it up and they made him wings. You know, and he said, ooh, and he tested them out and he, ooh, really go. And that's how that happened. And the other one, but they used up all the skin, and they said, "What are we going to do for you?" And he says, "Well, I got some extra skin here." And so the animal said, "Okay." So they stretched and they stretched and they stretched and they stretched. And that's how flying squirrel happened. So they're ready, and they said, "Okay, now we got to make sure you can fly, right? Here's the ball." So bat was great. I mean, whoo, whoo. And has anybody seen bats at night?
Yeah.
Fast, 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 fast. Can barely see them coming because they blend right in, right? You know? And flying squirrel, so. When you were camping, did you see him?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe you didn't get to stay up late enough to see bats. Maybe that was it. So, okay. So the next day the game begins, and at first the animals are saying, "What are those guys doing here? They're animals." And they said, "They've got wings. They can fly." Okay. So the game started. Well, it was a very fierce, fierce game because there was speed and strength and stuff. But bat and flying squirrel, they could just swoop in before bear could get his hands around the ball. They swooped in and, you know, scooped it and pushed it, and eagle could carry it. Well, guess what? The birds won the game. They got their ball to the end of the court first, and the animals are like, "Oh." And guess what happened? I didn't tell you this part. You know how many birds and animals there are? You know how many people on a, I don't know, football team, but there were five birds and five animals. And so do you know where high five comes from? The bat and flying squirrel went, so everybody with their wings. So can everybody do high five with their wings? I know, and that is how, by making someone belong that you thought might not belong, the game was won. Ta-da! Is that one okay? Okay. Now, everybody can leave, and I'm going to give this back to Lamala and Geshla, okay?
Thank you, Kandra. Thank you. Thank you.
You can go, or you want to go camping? You ready to go?
We had a part.
You didn't even know.
We had a part two.
What? Part two?
Wait till next week. Dress me up. Can't take me out.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning. Good morning. So today begin with 9-round breathing meditation, okay? 9-round breathing meditation. If you are here first time at the center, so wondering about, you know, meditations, so then this 9-round breathing meditation is good to learn, okay? So in order to do meditations, first we need to learn how to do the meditations. So then, after that, when you learn, so then please share with other people, okay? I explained these meditations many times at the center, so some of you already know these meditations, mind of breathing meditation. So every thought comes with energy. Every thought. So first, please let me explain the purpose of this 9-round breathing meditation. This 9-round breathing meditation is for, you know, for what? So please let me explain that first. So then I will demonstrate how to do the 9-round breathing meditations. So then, after that, you know, this is good to start. Good start. Any form of meditation, so probably you should start with a 9-round breathing meditation. As a flexible body, flexible mind, then flexible energy, there's three things happening. Then, as I mentioned, every thought comes with energy. Every thought, like, almost like, rides on the energy. Cannot separate, because every thought comes with energy. So talking about energy, so I'm not sure people talk about, you know, energy. Do people say about energy in the room? So I'm not sure energy in the room related to where? Is related to the people or color or where it's related to? Energy in the room. People say, oh, that's not bad, that's not good energy. So anyway, according to the Mahayana practice, within the Mahayana practice, that's called Vajrayana practice. According to Vajrayana practice, that's the where you find more information about chakras, channels, and energies. You know, so there's like lot of information there, you know, lot of information. 72,000 channels, talking about channels, 72,000 channels. Can five chakras. So then channels, 72,000 channels. Where those channels merge? So last time the Venerable Robina asked, you know, about chakra. So when we say chakra, so we get this image of a round thing, like something round. Chakra means channel box. Not the time on the channel box. The channel box, that's where the channel emerge. See? Anyway, there are 72,000 channels. So, 5 chakras, 72,000 channels, then the energy. Energy means that comes with the thought. Every thought comes with the energy. So this 9-round breathing meditation is to eliminate wasted energy. Okay, wasted energy. So whether there's a useful energy or wasted energy, where the energy goes, it goes through channels. So there's so many wasted energy stuck into our channels do cause physical discomfort. So then that contribute to mental discomfort. So therefore, it's good to eliminate them. Should I say mind or thought? Which one is better? Mind or thought? Which one is better? Oh yeah. See, mind is very big pictures, right? So when I say a thought, it's a little bit, personally, it's much, I say, for me, it's much better. Thought, you know, we have thoughts, you know, thoughts about food. I just have thought about cakes. I just have thought about cakes, but that thought is not really realistic according to my diabetes. There's a full plate of goodies here. But I have thoughts about, you know, then I created the story behind the thought. So I just have thought about the cakes there. So I followed their thought, I eat a little bit of cake there. Even though it's not good for diabetes, right? So anyway, every thought comes with the energy, or every thought. So different thought. You know, some thought is not good. Some thought is not disturbing thought. No, so so that energy get waste. So then it makes sense. If you look at that from that point of view, it makes sense. People talk about, oh, that's not good energies. Maybe that energy is produced by, you know, like thought. It's not necessarily produced by building itself, you know, the color, but, you know, that produced by thought that involved in that building, you know, the thought that created, you know, those imbalance energy. You can say imbalance or wasted, long roll means, you know, no longer useful, or you can say imbalance. So imbalance thoughts maybe too high or maybe too down is not, how to say, in the middle, and it's like too high or it's too low, you know. So that imbalanced energy, if thought is still, talk about, you know, single point in meditation, if thought is still calm, peaceful, that energy, that every thought, whether it is positive or negative, comes with energy. So that's very, very important to remember that, every thought. Positive thought comes with useful energy. Deserving thought comes with that energy, that thought is going to waste that energy, So where the energy goes, it goes through channels. It will stuck. So this 9-round breathing meditation is to how to get rid of that wasted energy that's stuck into our channels, or then cause physical discomfort, and that contribute to the mental discomfort. So then, you know, so the life is going to be difficult. So that's the purpose of this 9-round breathing meditation. So now I'm going to demonstrate. So we all do together. Okay, we all do together. So any form of breathing meditation. So please make sure, you know, so that your body is straight. This is not just protocol. It's not just protocol. It's not just no tradition. There's reason. Huh? If the body is straight, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly. That's why. That's all. Liu tona tatung. Liu means body. If the body is straight, then energy is going to be, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy runs through smoothly. Huh? So, without stress, you know, so should not put any stress in our body, should not put any stress in the body, but just make sure it's straight. You know? You know, then relax and straight, okay? Relax and straight. You know? So now please use your left hand, this finger. Above this, what is it called?
Ring finger.
Huh? Pinky. Pinky. Right above pinky. What is that called?
Ring finger.
Okay, what is the ring finger? Or ring? Pinky, that's kind of interesting. Pinky?
Like the color pink.
Ah, that's a good joke with you. So, this finger, okay, this finger. Ring finger. So, no body's, no, make sure body's straight, no, the ring finger close. Left nostril, okay, close left nostril. Inhale, long, slow. Then, okay, so each time when you inhale, count one. This meditation begin with inhale, it's end with exhale. So there's 9 rounds. Each round, 3 breathing. There's 3 rounds. There's 9 rounds breathing meditation. We'll do it again, start again. Inhale, please count, okay? Inhale. Long, slow. Again. Again. First round. Three breathing. First round. Begin with inhale. End with exhale. Inhale, one. Exhale. Inhale, that's two. Exhale. Inhale, that's three. Exhale, then finish. The first round, finish. So now second round. Same, right hand, ring finger, so then block, long, slow. So please make sure the body is straight, okay? Not like this, not like that, no, not straight. Second round. Oh. So now third round. So not from the mouth, from nostril. This, as I mentioned before, this meditation begin with inhale. Okay. Oh, so now third round from the both nostril. Inhale 3 times. Oh. Oh, yeah. So this is called 9-round breathing meditation. So you can do one set, break. You can do another set, no, break, take break. So then see, does it help to ease some of, you know, physical difficulties, does it ease, no? So see, oh. So this is called Lung Ro Gutu cells. Lung Ro, vestige energy, cell eliminate. How to eliminate vestige energy, oh. So this is beneficial. So then if you, is it clear? Is it clear explanations? So then please, you share. You can teach your kid. No, nothing to visualize. Just do that. Nothing to visualize. You know? So make sure, you know, first, you know, what is it called? It's called, like, here they call meditation cushions. Actually, it's called concentration cushions. It's called concentration cushions. It's, so then meditation cushions, so maybe, I guess you can call, but actually it's called concentration cushions. So the cushion that needs to be a little bit like this, a little bit up. So, and somehow that created the, how you say, that will create, or that will create, somehow this kind of sitting will benefit, it's contribute to for your meditations. It will contribute for your meditations. So, it's like a little bit like that. A little bit up. Not really, really up, then, you know. Then before you start meditating, you'll go wrong. Not really, like, little bit. So then, there's a 9-round breathing meditation, so then please, you know, share. So this meditation, I didn't make it up last night. It's only taught 1,000 years ago. I just, you know, repeated here, I just explained here. So this is very important, because this is for, every single meditation is for to well-being for ourselves. So therefore, instructions, you know, have to have, how you say, continuations or lineage, you know. So it's been tested, not just somebody taught, never been tested, not like that. It's been tested and produced great results. If we follow that kind of instructions, we will produce some result. We will produce. So, so therefore, in Tibetan Buddhism, the lineage is very, very important. Lineage, you know. So if there is any positive energy, whatever you call blessing or positive energy, it will run through. Because there's unbroken lineage. Passed down all the way from Shakyamuni Buddha to till now. It's continuously passed down, person to person. It never broke. It never broke. So then, so would you mind to, now after this, you know, then would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce to yourself, to each other? So then after that, I want to discuss about forgiveness and self-compassion again.
I never let it go.
Thank you. In the last 15 years, I've been here now almost 16 years. Of course, Buddhism has, you know, something to contribute. Of course, Buddhism has something to contribute to develop, you know, loving kindness, compassion, a warm heart. There's no question about that. Buddhism does have so much information how to do those, you know, to develop those, like the human qualities. But being as one of the human beings, what I feel is important is like, you know, not, you know, to how many people every year, how many people become Buddhists. That's not the point. So I myself never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. So you ask those people, some people have been here like for 50 days, no? I never encourage. So, never encourage. Oh. In the same time, never discourage. But never encourage, you know. So what is important? What is the importance on day-to-day life? What is important, you know? So, example that I frequently use, my relationship with my cat Ningjie. So now she's passed away, but Ningjie has no idea that I'm monk. She has no idea I'm Buddhist or monk. She has no idea. She only knows that I treat her very well. Huh? So that's through that, you know, we bound together, you know, based on our, how you say, affections. So this introduction practice, human affections, human feelings, regardless what you do, what you believe, doesn't matter who, why we should care, doesn't matter. What is most important is everybody seeking happiness, everybody. And by the same time, everybody has complications, huh? Everybody has, you know, problems. Everybody has problems, you know. Different kind of problems. So, being part of samsara, there's nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. That does not mean something negative. That's the reality, you know. Everything so comes with complications. Job, friend, positions, you know, everything. House, you know, pet. Even the cat comes with the complication too. You know, so everything, that's the reality. So, but facing that reality, accepting the reality, then dealing with the reality does require some knowledge. Oh, otherwise, no, it's not easy. No, it's not easy. Happiness does not just come simply that we have wish or desire. Happiness does not come simply because we have wish or desire, not like that. Happiness has to cause. Happiness needs to be, no, happiness has to be cause. So, human affections, you know, human bound, human connection is very, very critical, very, very critical. So in order to Human have responsibility to produce better world. No? And human are fully capable. At the same time, human are fully capable to destroy the world. No? So what I see is very important is like, you know, human bond, human connections, human affections, very important. So therefore here, introduction practice. So just knowing that person, you know, so that helps. This whole reason behind, you know, this introduction practice is so motivated, you know, by that kind of intention. So, so then last Sunday before last, so So what we discuss here, I myself have very much interest to hear from you. And here in the West, people talk about self-compassion. And like two Sundays ago, somebody said self-forgiveness. But that comes out of discussion, and we have discussions. Then some people say self-forgiveness is part of the self-compassion, process of the self-compassion. So what I very much like to hear, from you is like how you define compassion. Then after this self-compassion and then forgiveness has a self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness, somebody say. So which one you like to discuss? Self-forgiveness is also fine, so we can discuss self-forgiveness. So then after that I will definitely share, my knowledge, like based on Buddhism. I did study Buddhism almost 35 years back in the monastery. So so I have knowledge about, these things. It does not mean I have experience, but, I have knowledge. So I'm happy to share that with you. So self-forgiveness, maybe that's one proper thing we should discuss with the group. This morning class, somebody said, so being aware of not treating myself very well. So then somebody said that maybe is there any relationship between that and self-compassion? So turns out this morning discussions, people had, good understanding of compassion. So I was very happy about that, very happy. So maybe we'll discuss here self-forgiveness and self-compassion. So maybe we'll divide the group. So then discuss. So then please, are you excited to hear from other people's? It's kind of boring to hear me from all the time, So then I can take some break. So I also very much like to hear from you what you think about those, things. So certainly I will benefit. My understanding is coming from knowledge, pretty much based on knowledge. That's what I studied, back in the monastery. So I was very interested, sincerely, genuinely, very interested to hear from you how you define compassion, how you define self-compassion, how to develop, what is required to develop self-compassion, and self-forgiveness. What is the process to forgive yourself? What do you do? Just seeing the word is not there will be not much impact saying word or self-forgive. No, I want to forgive myself. How to forgive yourself? That's a critical element. So I very much like to hear from you. So then we share. Please divide the group. So then. Thank you. Thank you. So, maybe time to share? Yeah. So that's good. So now.
Like when you hurt yourself. It's like you hurt yourself, you like say sorry or like say prayers to yourself. Forgive yourself.
Very good, wonderful, yeah. Very good. When you hurt yourself, you pray for yourself. Oh, that's very good, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. So, we are all spiritual friends, so don't think that I'm, you know, something very special. I'm not special at all. I'm not special, I'm just like you. So we are here to just share our experience, you know, so then everybody get benefit, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, in our group, we had, pretty good discussion. We started off with, like, defining compassion, right? And which leads to forgiveness. Again, compassion, you can begin to forgive. And so one thing I've noticed is that it wasn't until I started studying Buddhism that I really even became familiar with the word compassion. Even at least in the Christian church that I was a part of, compassion is not a word that's used often. Forgiveness is used a lot in the context of Jesus forgiving others and so forth, but not compassion. So it wasn't until I started coming to the Gaudapa Center and started studying Buddhism that I began to get a definition of compassion. And of course, compassion is that I don't want any living being to suffer. And love, I want all sentient beings to be happy. So that made sense to me. Of course I don't want beings to suffer. Of course I want beings to be happy. That also applies to me. I don't want to suffer. I want to be happy. Then another thing, we went a little bit further, and it was mentioned that concern, to have concern for others, you know, and equanimity, to be able to see that, you know, that we are equal in that we don't want to suffer. We want to be happy. That this person does that doesn't mean that I'm protected from doing that also. I may do the same thing. I may behave the same way. And certainly I would hope that someone would forgive me and have compassion for me. And then the last thing was, we talked about it being, when you do this, it becomes transformative for us, right? When we have compassion for others, it transforms us. When we have compassion for ourselves, we transform, we become something different.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we discussed.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you. So, I think we all went through different stages in our lives. As we were talking here, it's on? Okay. So, I think first, when it comes to compassion, first we have to have a self-trust towards ourselves before we can kind of feel anything about the world or about anyone else. So I came up with a technique which, I went through several stages as well, and the way I started it, I said, okay, well, I wake up in the morning, what do? Most of us, we wake up, do our daily routine, go to work, we forgot about ourselves, we forgot about pretty much anyone else. So how can we make a difference? So I said, okay, well, let's wake up in the morning and let's think at least 10 things we are grateful for. And that can be anything. Anything that would make me feel better, anything that would make me feel that that I don't waste my life. So I wake up in the morning, I say, okay, now do I have any reason not to be happy? I don't even think about it, because I have to be happy every single minute or every single second of the whole day, because if I'm not, what's the reason? Why would I leave? Right? So that combined with a definiteness of purpose in whatever I do kind of changed my life.
Wonderful, very good, yeah. There's one saying in Tibetan, you know, kibu rangi machina dubu me tas. If you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. Saying in Tibetan, kibu rangi machina dubu me tas. So that's exactly, you know, so like, see, like I mentioned this morning, so like, you know, it's not about religion, it's about all about, you know, how to develop positive set of mind. You know, so as I mentioned earlier, Buddhism does have something to contribute, you know, so how to think positive. That's all what we need. We need to think something positive. So I asked this morning class, ask yourself questions. How often you think something positive? Daily basis, you know. So we do our daily routine. You know, we wake up, drink tea, or then whatever, you know, like, how often that I myself lose my happiness not finding the cup that I want to use for my tea, you know? Does it really matter? So I do have this yellow mug, the mug that I use all the time. So someday I couldn't find, you know, couldn't find. So then the first thought that comes up, you know, that's Gishi Sambo, he's the one who misplaced that cup. So this is just cup, you know, there's many cups, but why I want this particular cup? So I'm not ever let it go, you know. So, you know, it's every day. Every day is not like that. It has to be something very huge, but every day we lose our happiness. So now question for everybody, every one of us, including myself, need to ask, how often I think something positive? How often, you know? Day goes, you know, whether we think positive or negative. If you are alive, so then, you know, we go through the 24 hours, we go through that. So how often out of that, how often we think something positive? One example, the gentleman says, you know, thinking, find something to be grateful. As a Buddhist, so we need to wake up, we think of a precious human life. We don't think this is just a piece of junk. That's not how you wake up. We think this is far more precious than wish fulfilling jewel. We try to gain that realization just by thinking, you know. So the minute you wake up, so you just, you know, exactly you're trying to find something to be grateful. Well, so there are so many reasons to be grateful. You know, when we compare our life to the rest of the world, can you imagine when you go to Nepal, the countryside, the people's life is very hard, very, very hard, you know. So when you compare to that, just taking hot shower require a lot of work, lot of work, not easy. Here, we can take hot shower any time. In the road that you drive, the air you breathe, the water you drink, there's so many things to be grateful, you know. So, but contentment, practicing gratitude, contentment, you know, waking up with a mindset that's focusing on precious human life, you know, precious human life. Just grateful that I'm still alive. You know, what I can do, what I should have done, rather than what I should have done, yeah. There's many things should have done differently, but you know, it's past. That's the past. What can be done? Yeah, there's so many things you can do. It's like, you know, day-to-day life survival. You know, just basically to try to survive, you know, day by day. To think something positive. So that's good, very good, you know. So like, to find something within yourself to be grateful. So that's positive mind. So how often we think something positive? Not just saying, you know, as a monk I say prayer all the time. All this prayer is positive word. That's not what I mean. What I mean is like, how often do you think positive? Not just say some mumble, some prayer here, there. How often you think about positive things? Doesn't matter. So when you think something positive, that's the only way, you know, only way, regardless whether you believe in religion, not believe in religion, that's the only way to minimize our disturbing thought. That's the one causing all these problems, you know, disturbing thought. That's the one, you know, and like I said, dividing people, disturbing thought based on culture, tradition, belief, lifestyle. It's all not necessary. Oh? What is necessary to see something good according to other culture, other belief, other tradition, trying to see, have some kind of positive mind. When you have positive mind, that means you are thinking good. When you are thinking good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good things. So that's what exactly humanity needs. Humanity doesn't need more religions. Humanity needs more good people, you know, good people. You know, so that's what it needs. You know? So people say, oh, he's such a wonderful person. That's the first thing people say. People don't say, oh, he's a wonderful Buddhist. People don't say that, you know. People say, he's a wonderful person, without knowing what that kind of religion that person follow or believe or not believe. People don't say that. People say, oh, he's wonderful, she's wonderful, very wonderful. So no, say that comes from positive mindset. So that's very good. So thank you very much for sharing that. Wonderful, yeah. Yeah, more contributions. So sorry, because sometimes I like to come in a little bit, you know, if that's
very
okay.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. not a problem. It's mm-hmm. very helpful.
Yeah.
In our group, we talked about many of the things that Andre's group said,
yeah.
how it's very important that what Buddhism has been very helpful for mm-hmm. is defining what does compassion mean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we talked about how compassion is recognizing that the other person is suffering too, and not wishing them to suffer by identifying with ourselves. We would not want to suffer like that, so we try to have compassion to the other person. But then another thing we talked about was how difficult it is. Many of us are drawn here because we want to be good people to others, good to others, be kind and compassionate to others. But that requires us to study ourselves and be kind and compassionate to ourselves, and that feels kind of selfish. It's like it's a very strange to try to teach ourselves not to be selfish, to think of others, but to do that we have to be a little bit selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard for us sometimes to put that together.
Yeah, selfish, like that when you say what selfish is, like negative or what is positive?
Well, selfish in our terms, it would be a little bit negative because it would mean thinking only of ourselves. And
but that's not true. Selfish means like not thinking only about yourself. Pop, that's not true. Is that true? I don't know.
The Western definition of selfish means to think of yourself as first, number one, and want everything to be to your own benefit. And we don't want to be that way. We want to think of other people.
So then, what is wrong with thinking first thinking yourself? Is there any, what's wrong with that? So I'm just asking,
no.
this is like discussion, you know, it's not
right.
like,
right.
don't think that I'm preaching, I'm just also want to learn.
Yes, and you know, I have been to many of the teachings here and come to understand that there's another way of being selfish, which is a healthy way of trying to make yourself healthy, you know, study your own mind to be healthy so that you can then be healthy toward others. But the most common definition that comes to mind in the Western culture when you say selfish is someone who thinks only of themselves and wants all the benefits to come to themselves regardless of whether it's good or bad for other people.
So like difference between selfish and like attitude, my way, highway. Is there a difference between that attitude and selfish?
Selfish is very much like the my way or the highway,
it
benefits me and the heck
with
you.
Yeah, probably that's not, then from the right. Buddhist point of view, that's not very smart selfish.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when we're here and we're trying to change our own definition of what selfish means, of thinking just first of just ourselves in order to improve our own mind, which is necessary in order to be able to act better and to think better of others. We're just so used to the Western idea of selfish. We say, oh no, we can't think of ourselves too much.
Can they generate the guilt?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
How about self-interest? Self-interest.
That's a little bit better, but I think somebody here would make
a
comment on
it. So in the West, that like what does matter? What does matter? Yeah.
I think that, I'm guessing that most of us have grown up learning that selfish is a bad thing. That's just what society or the people that we've grown up with has taught us, and what we're doing here, and the reason that we're struggling so much with coming to terms with the fact that being selfish is not that bad sometimes, is because we're changing the way we think of the word, and that's a lot harder than it is to say. You know, you can easily say, oh, well, I'm just going to change the fact that this doesn't mean what it means to everyone else. It's really difficult, and I think that's why we're having such a hard time with it, that being selfish is okay sometimes, but that's not what we were taught growing up.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So see, like, as I mentioned this morning, you know, some Kadama Master, they praise selfish. So as I mentioned this morning, without selfish, nothing can be accomplished. So now that's why I'm asking definition of how you define. From the Buddhist point of view, the selfish does not have negative connotations. You know, we don't change what is, it's just somebody taking care of themselves. You know, so whatever is required, like everybody, you know, like, yeah, in the reality, and also the truth is everybody's taking care of themselves, right? Am I right? Everybody, including myself. Yeah, we all think of ourselves. Don't we? Mm. Yeah, we think of ourselves, you know. There's nothing wrong. You think about yourself. Of course you do think about yourself, your education, you know, your clothes, your look, you know. There's nothing wrong. So then attitude, you know, like, okay, it has to be all about me. It has to be all about me. There's nothing for you. So that attitude will lead to sufferings, right? Because you are just one. And with that kind of attitude, how can you survive within the humanities? Well, there's nothing for them. It's all about you. So there's no attitude. There's attitude, you know, my way, highway. You know, you don't, how you say, compromise? Yeah, you don't compromise. You know, that's like, then this, in the, practically, how, like, see, in this room, psychologically, in this room, everybody thinks I'm the one. So then who's the one? Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks you are the one. That's better, right? That's much better. If everybody thinks you are the one, that's much better than us thinking I'm the one. So that's attitude. Taking care of oneself, you know, taking care of oneself, you know, so without, that's why I'm asking, self-interest. It's a different self-interest. Without self-interest, nothing can be accomplished. You know, they have to have self-interest. Jigsolatawa means I, you know, I, basically the loose term, not profound, a loose term. Jigsolatawa, that kind of view, that's a I. But I want to be happy. I want to drink. I want to swim. I want to, you know, run. You know, all that. That's Jigsolatawa. That's a center pillar of enlightenment. With without that, you know, there will be no liberation. There will be no enlightenment. There will be no break from complications. Or there will be no break from positive thought, because that's self interest. Oh, so then. Then what else you said?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a matter of definitions. What you mean by selfish, here in the West, I think we would think of as self-respect. And we use the word selfishness to mean thinking of yourself to the point where it hurts others. I think that's the big difference. You should take care of yourself and respect yourself, but if you go too far, you're hurting other people when you don't consider their interests or feelings at all.
No, that's very good. That's really, really good. So say, but that's very good. Now we get to see, now say, we all learn. You know, so not just always listening for me, but listening for others, we all learn. So that's exactly, so that's very good way to put, like, self-cherishing mind. That's exactly how you say, like, the when you get to the point that hurts,
yes,
other people. Oh, so that kind of, you know, self attitude is, you know, is like unhealthy. So now see, when you talk about bodhicitta, you know, that's like, yeah, in the word it's worded like this, self-cherishing mind. So I've been struggling how to explain that. You know, when you say in Tibetan rangchenjin, it makes sense. It's nothing that doesn't exclude taking care of yourself. When you say this Rajinji is like chronic disease. That doesn't exclude taking care of yourself. So I always, you know, kind of sometimes worries also like this translation, does this really explain that the word that is said in the teachings? You know, like chronic disease? Has a chronic disease. Not like calling Jesus chronic disease. I've been teaching with Robert Thurman in New York, upstate New York, one class. So I say, you know, like he's sitting right here, he's talked 20 minutes, I talked 20 minutes. So I've been trying to say, this, you know, this self-changing mind is like chronic disease. And by that time, my pronunciation is not so good. And he'd look at me, my face, then finally he said, Gisela, what are you saying? I'm just closing my eyes. What are you saying, calling Jesus? So I probably keep saying this, no, this mind is like calling Jesus. But I'm saying, keep saying that. So this is very good. The point, that you reach to the point that hurt other people. So that kind of self-cherishing mind is, you know, unskillful, unhealthy, it's not good. Other than that, you know, so as I said in the Buddhism, self-cherishing does not have negative connotations. So then also, the young lady said, you know, maybe because of the, something to do with the culture or society you grew up, you know, culture or, you know, probably, you know, not just your culture, every culture has something like that because of the culture, you know, it bothers their mind because due to the culture in society they live in. So there's not just America, but every culture, you know, have something like that. Huh? Mm-hmm. Didn't they? One more, yeah.
Just real quick, I come from a 12-step background, and I've been clean a while, but for me, what's really cool about Buddhism, it all starts with my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts with what I think of myself inside. That's like the foundation. And, you know, low self-esteem has caused me a lot of problems throughout my life, caused me to use drugs, caused me all these things. And since I stopped doing that, it's gotten a little better. But Buddhism assumes I'm a good person inside first. At least that's what I've read. Is that...
Not really. That's what it is.
Right, right. My nature is good. And that has done wonders for my self-esteem. And I don't take selfish now as being a bad thing. I'm like, yeah, I have a self-interest now to build upon that. Because the better I'm in here, the better I'm going to be out there.
Right. When you reach the point...
Very simple.
Yeah, when you reach the point to hurt other people, then we need to think twice. Right? When you think twice. Yeah. So then the one second ago. So... So according to your comment also, the Elise, what she said, you know, we are good. Do you believe? Do you believe in precious human life? That's according to Lamrim teaching, that's what people should think. That, you know, you are something very precious, you know, Tanjor Nyeka. It's very, very rare, Tanjor. Danger means that, you know, this life, you know, like, yeah, I'm not saying it's easy, but, you know, so I also heard from a lot of people, they say, Gisela, it's so difficult, you know, so difficult that thinking about yourself something very precious. But we can't just give up, it's difficult. We have to try, you know. Nothing is easy. Everything is difficult. Huh? We should try, you know. So we should try. As I mentioned, you know, one day is going to be like the morning coffee. In America, morning coffee, do you meditate night before? Do you meditate on coffee to make sure that you drink coffee next day? Do we meditate? No? We just do it. It's spontaneous. But it's not like spontaneous because we have been doing this again. It's become spontaneous. In the monastery, so this piece of this, you know, here, so you don't see this, this piece of fabric, you know, this, every monk, when they go to prayer, you have to bring this with you to protect the monastery mattress. So every monk, there's a part of your wealth. You bring this. 5 o'clock in the morning, when you hear the gong, 5:30, 4 o'clock, when you hear the gong, so you are supposed to wake up and go to this huge prayer hall. Then you go there, you get your breakfast there. So what do you need to bring? You need to bring this wooden bowl. Wooden bowl?
Wooden bowl.
Wooden bowl. Of course, then you know, all of that. So then this. When you are a new monk, yeah, you forget sometimes. You forget this many times, you know. When you forget that, there's a problem, so you can't go in. Now, you know, if the discipline find out you don't have that, then discipline asks you to stand up. Then thousand monks look at you once. Because you basically, little video, they just stand up to see. And of course, that what we don't forget is the cup. Cup we don't forget. Even though you are new monk, you don't forget the cups. So, you know, then you know, that's all happens. So then when like time goes by after death, it's automatic. The minute you hear the gong, grab, you know, you just go there. So that's called realization. Not very useful realization, but it's kind of realization. So that's exactly, that's what's going to happen. So then every day when you wake up, then you think of a precious human life. So, I'm not just saying this to make you happy. No, I'm just repeating what's been said. According to Lam Rim, 650 years ago. According to Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching, 2,500 years ago. Since then, repeatedly said again and again, again and again, again and again, that your life is far more precious than wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have one of those, you can imagine anything, it just happens. That's called Ishinobu. Oh. So, far more private Ishinobu house. That's how, this like guided meditation, that guides your mind to how to think. When it comes down to your life, that's how to think. People should not think, oh, this is like a piece of junk, and I don't like myself, you know, I'm not worth it, you know, my life has no meaning. That's what people should not think. Huh? What people should think, oh, this is positive, you know, what I can do, rather than you stuck in the past, what should have done better, you, me, everybody has something to feel bad about. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. So, how you forgive yourself? Did you do something wrong? How you forgive yourself? As a Buddhist, you know, we have to do something. You can just say a word, okay, forgive yourself. Then, you know, that's good things, but how to forgive yourself? As a Buddhist, what you do? You purify. You purify, you know. You think something that went wrong, you think something that went wrong out of positive mind. Out of positive mind, willing to face and deal with that. How to deal with that? You think out of positive mindset what went wrong. Instead of thinking every single day, what should we have done better, you know, could have done this and could have done that. Reciting that mantra doesn't help. So then what to do, you know? So then what to do? Then you purify. There's a big difference. Thinking something negative out of positive mind than doing something positive. You're free. You free yourself. You free yourself. See, thinking something negative out of positive mind and doing something positive. Then you're free. When you're free, you forgive yourself. That's how the self-forgiveness has been practiced. Even though there's no word like that, even though there's no, it's not worded like that, no. That's exactly how you forgive yourself, then you purify it. Next time when you think, it doesn't hurt much as it used to be hurt. See, oh, that's the beauty of it, you know. Like, instead of, you know, thinking, sink full of dirty dish, you have, you know, the way to clean them, and you have this detergents, or then, you know, the best form of, what do you call this, sponge, everything you bought, then you just sit there, or you just sit there, you know, in front of that dirty dish, or then say some prayer, may I wish all the dirty dishes will be clean right away. Open your eyes, it's not going to be clean. It requires effort. If you clean, you are going to see the result that you are hoping for. You don't need to just sit there, do nothing, and hope. You are going to see the result if you move, if you put effort. Same, you know. So, or maybe you can, in my case, You can hope, you know, Geshe Sambo will clean all of that. More likely, he's not going to clean. So that generates conversations. The conversation generates more conversations. So you do what you can do. When you do it well. Don't not just worry, you know, or how much I can do. You do what you can do, then do it well. So, well, that's how I think we forgive ourselves. The people need to know do what and how to forgive yourself. This is not very important. No? So, time is way past, and thank you for each one of your contributions. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, now please, from now on, it's important to keep in our mind, next time when I say word selfish, self-cherishing mind, what I mean is like self-cherishing mind, when it gets to the point that hurts other people's well-being. So that kind of selfish mind is become obstacles when you opening up, trying to open up your heart to well-being of all living beings. You know, that kind of mindset become, you know, like a problem. So, okay. So then, you can please let Donna see, or maybe Jill, or maybe Tony, let them know what kind of topic that you like to discuss next coming Sunday, or maybe after a couple of Sundays. So at the same time, I also very much like to hear from you. So then best way to do that is like, rather than me just talking out and have blah, 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 you know. So I can hardly hear what I'm saying. And please don't think that I'm playing hooky. I'm not playing hooky, you know. I'm not playing hooky. So I'm not being lazy. So see, also please have some compassion for me. Yeah, I also very much like to hear from you what I have to say. So then, you know, that's how we help each other, you know. So I learn something from you. I learn so much. But still, there's no, when it comes down to learning, there's no limit. No, you can learn, you know, as much as you can. So, then, yeah, we develop this incredible center. No, not just me. It's not, no, I didn't do much here, you know. This, like, collective effort from people who come here, we develop this spiritual sanctuary. All of us, you know, this is not just me. So this center doesn't belong to me. This is not my center. Or some of you may say, oh, this is his center. No, no, I just come here to teach. Other than that, I know nothing. And all the finance, everything, I have no control. I don't know anything. I just come here, explain, blah, 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 blah. Then I, you know, go back home. So then all this, everything's been taken care of, like people like you. All the everything, the building and everything, the light and everything. This is like collective effort. So we all, this is a collective energy. So collective knowledge, that's how we help each other. Okay? Yeah, thank you very much. And have a nice weekend. Thank you. So short Sunday, there was an education.
246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Taditu Taditu Re Soha. 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 Om Taditu Taditu Re Soha.
Thank you very much, thank you. So, Jill, there, do we have like suggestion box somewhere there? Suggestion box? Okay, maybe like, yeah, maybe like, you know, whatever, like say, I'm not sure how to say it, but, you know, we discuss self-compassion, we discuss forgiveness, things like that. If you're interested, please, you know, put in the suggestion box with compassion to me, out of compassion to me, so it's much easier. Talk that there should be basing on the discussion is much, much easier. You say some, I say some, you say some, everybody says some, then we all get benefit. So that's, that's how probably we are going to cover the materials, you know, like instead of, you know, basing on one materials, kind of long, then it goes, not, I think that's much, much, I prefer, that's the best way to, you know, to, like, to share my knowledge. And with, Q&A or maybe discussions. So please, any suggestions, you put in the box, so then I will look at them, so then I will, come up with some ideas how to, study or together, okay? Yeah, thank you very much, yeah.